The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was the one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what he put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The Gospel of the Lord.
For none can guess love's grace till love creates a place wherein the Holy Spirit makes a dwelling. Amen. Good morning. Usually I'm back there. It's a different view up here. I want to talk to you today about a couple of things. The first one being the name of the city in our gospel reading for today. Do you know what the name is? Bethany. And it means house of affliction. It also meant house of the poor. It was a place where a hospice was actually set up for those who were dying. And this is where Jesus comes to have a meal before the journey to Jerusalem and Golgotha. He comes to sit at table with Lazarus. And you know what happened to Lazarus, right? He died, and Jesus brought him back. Curtain call. In the house of affliction, resurrection happens. In the house of poverty, overwhelming wealth and riches of grace abound. I'm going to tell you a little story. Having been raised at St. Cross since I was 8, I got it that individuals don't change on their own. They change in relationship to a community. And it can be a community that's hateful, fearful, angry, wrathful, or it can be in a community of devotion, passion, compassion, and healing. And I felt that I had a missionary goal. I started out as a business major, and within the first 2 years of college, realized that that was not going to work for me. It worked for other people. Wasn't going to work for me. And I ended up teaching at a school that could have easily been called the House of Affliction. These were children who bore the stigma, and if you remember what stigma is, stigmata, the marks of disgrace and rejection and affliction for children who were deemed not acceptable in the comprehensive high school. And Patsy and I worked there together. Patsy Brierley, where are you, Patsy? There you are, where I usually sit. And we had a student named Roberto, and he was so difficult to manage in the comprehensive high school that he was removed and sent to Lloyd when he was 14. He was a member of Lennox 13. You all maybe have heard of that. Pretty rough gang out of Lennox. the 1 square mile under the LAX flight path. And when he got there, he was kind of a handful. And he was only in 3 classes. He was dealing with alcoholism and the brutality of life in a gang. And what we didn't know at the time was that Roberto's mother had been in an abusive relationship up in the Central Valley. And one night she made the exodus. She left her abusive husband with Roberto and his kin, and they fled to the south. She landed in Lenox. Perhaps she had family here, I'm not sure. And Roberto was integrated into Lenox 13. Again, I can only guess he must have been pretty young if by 14 he had it tattooed across the back of his neck. So when he came to Lloyd, the house of affliction, the house of great poverty, all he needed was a community to model for him a way of being that was very different from what he'd come from. And he graduated at 22. Normally at 18, we say goodbye. We held on to Roberto because over the course of his time with us, we watched him, like Lazarus, come out of the grave. We watched what loving community can mean, and that sometimes means discipline, but more than anything else, it means caring. It means devotion to the care for people. It means Bethany. Well, Roberto graduated from Lloyd High School at 22. He was one of the graduation speakers. I wouldn't call him a valedictorian. But one of the reasons he got there was he was part of a group called Leadership, and they took Roberto to work with some senior citizens in Lawndale. And Roberto got paired up with this little old white lady who apparently had such an affection for him, she called him Bobby. And she would call Roberto and say, "Bobby, would you take me to the May Company?" That's when it was open. And Roberto would go over and pick her up. She had a walker. And he'd take her to the May Company. And the story he tells is they went to the lingerie department. So if you can just imagine this big, brutish guy with Lennox on the back, shaved head, tough-looking dude, standing there, holding her purse as she's trying on stuff. I do believe that that event, among others, was an act of grace. He became devoted to that little old lady. And in doing that, what he desired was transformed. When Roberto graduated, he was the valedictorian, like I said, the speaker, one of them. And most of the stories that you heard told from during those graduations would bring tears to anyone's eyes because they're graduating against all odds. And Roberto said, "You know, Hillary Clinton wrote a book about it, takes a village to raise a child." And he said, "It took the whole damn village to raise this child." Turns out Roberto had a real gift for writing. And Patsy was our counselor, and she worked very hard to make sure that all of his credits came together so that he could graduate. And we tried to hook him up with someone who was a professional writer, and they actually had lunch together. And, you know, I was close to my date of retirement, so I wasn't able to follow what happened to Roberto after. But I called our old security guard who knew what happened to Roberto. According to her, he became a real estate agent, living in Lenox or Inglewood, but that he'd had a heart attack in 2016 and died. Think about that. Think about the grace that was lived out through his life because a place of affliction became a place of grace. Because a place of the stigma of not being okay, of having been scapegoated as one of the worst people on the earth, unredeemable, ended up becoming redeemed. When Jesus went to the grave of Lazarus and said, "Remove the stone," Martha said, "You don't want to do that. The stench of a 4-day in the grave body is too much." And Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" And he said it again, "Remove the stone." And it was that faithful community that obeyed, that removed the stone, and Jesus cried out, "Come out, Lazarus." And he did. And then he turned to the community that was standing there, the grievers over his loss and his death. And he said, "Take off the bindings and let him go." For many people, you might say that graduation day was the day the stone got pulled away from Roberto's life. And it was the community of affliction, the house of affliction, the school of affliction, that had the task of unwrapping and bringing him back to life. And I'm guessing that if you're part of this community, you by now realize that you live and worship and are devoted to the house of affliction, the cross as a symbol of the great stigmata of God coming in flesh and blood to be with us and to bring us back to life. And the best way of doing that is to create community. On our own, Roberto could never have freed himself from the bonds and the slavery and the death of the community that he was a part of. But in community that has grace and love and believes in future, the house of affliction can become the house of devotion. You belong to a church, to a parish, that has a long history of serving in the same way that Martha and Mary served that evening, and I'm sure many other evenings. A church that understands what it means to be so devoted and so in love with our Lord that we see him in the most afflicted among us. That when we look out on the world, we see a mission. We see where Jesus wishes to send us. It is in our obedience as community that we transform one another, that we have the stone rolled back, that we are unwrapped from the grave clothes of a culture that does not love that way, but casts aside those who don't quite fit. For none can guess love's grace till love creates a place wherein the Holy Spirit makes a dwelling, which is the glory of God. Amen.